And if someone never spends a dime, you say he's...
Well, there are different terms for that. Some would call it stingy, and some would call it tight, and some would call he's so close with money that he couldn't spend a nickel and hurt him to spend one. But there are different terms used for that, I think. A miser.
If a person has a great deal of energy and gets around well, you say the person is...
Well, they're active, lively, and got lots of energy and do things usually, that kind of person.
Mm-hmm. At night, people don't go around the cemetery. Try something else here. If someone doesn't like to go out in the dark, unless he has a light, what would you say of him?
Well, there's different ways to speak of that. I think some people are nervous and some are afraid. Some people are really afraid of the dark, or afraid of what they might meet in the dark. There's different terms you can use in speaking of that, I think.
If someone dresses very poorly and doesn't care much about his appearance, and, looks generally disreputable, what do you say about him?
I always call that kind of person slouchy. Would that be the proper term to use or not? I think you hear that term used more than any other, just speaking of a person like that.
If someone makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what, you'd say the person is very...
stubborn.
And if this is a person who becomes angry at very small offenses, you'd say he's...
he's quick-tempered or high-tempered, or has an ungovernable temper. There's different ways to speak of that. That's one of the worst faults one can be possessed of, too, almost.
I'm afraid I have it.
Do you?
No, not that one. I was thinking of
just get mad at every little thing and fly up.
No.
Who doesn't control their temper fly. You should learn that.
No, I think mine is getting an idea fixed in my head and not being able to change it.
Well, I don't get mad easily, or just every little thing that happens. But if I do really get mad, if a person hurts me or insults me or does a thing to really make me mad, I can't ever get over it. That's a bad way to be, too. But I can't ever forget it. And I try not to say and do things that hurts other people. I try to think before I speak, usually. I've always tried to practice that.
I've discovered I've become very careless that way, and I say things that I don't mean. I get the wrong words in the wrong places.
That's one fault with Claude. He will say things, you know, just to be saying something. He don't think, probably it might hurt somebody, but then he's too old to change now.
Let's say there's a group of people and they are about to become excited about something and it's not to their advantage to get excited, what would you tell them? Well, for example, if they're in a theater and there's a fire or something.
Well, that they're calm and self-possessed, can hold their feelings and control their feelings well. Emotions,